At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
JD here, and I don't know if you saw that or if you were paying attention, but that's our new introduction with a brand new theme song for Sunday Evening Jam.
The best
you
song
bought a
ever.
Ticket for the seat, but you're only gonna need the edge of it. Sarah J is with me here as always, even when I am not. So let me be the first to say thank you, Sarah J.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you. Did you have fun?
You look like you're having fun.
I had such a blast. I was nervous. I said that last week. Like, I've done a bunch of things, all sorts of live things, my own content. I'm here every week with you. And so it wasn't necessarily the being live thing. It was just, I don't know, I felt like I was coming into your house when you weren't there and hosting a dinner or something. But thank you. I appreciate being entrusted in taking the wheel. And thank you to Jeff and Adam for coming and hanging out with me and everybody that was in the chat and hung out. And it was a real testament to the community and the family that we have here. So thank you to everybody. Thank you. Everybody was amazing. So awesome.
Hey, the people were hungry. They needed to be fed. So
exactly.
You were there in the coop, you know, feeding away, sprinkling the corn, as it were.
Always. Well, it's really good to have you back. I'm so excited that you're here. How was your time away?
You know what? It was really a lot of fun, but mostly relaxing. I would say 90% relaxing, 10% fun. I was pretty much off the grid. So that was pretty cool to, you know, just not think about shit.
Yeah, totally.
I would say that was all right. But so, yeah, that was good. It was just good to recharge, you know? Sometimes you just fucking need to recharge. And my batteries are running low. I wrote something today and I did the math. And I've been at this for over 380 days at this point. So this has been, you know, a long fucking time coming. And I'm glad you're watching and I'm glad you're enjoying and I'm glad you're here on the Sunday Evening Jam. If you're in the chat, tell us hello. We'd love to hear from you if you've got some hot takes, some cold theories, or some lukewarm gas. Just let us know. We're looking forward to hearing it always. I am going to post on Facebook right now really quick that we're here.
I'm so proud of myself. I got the Instagram, like, went instantly live, like, during the intro. So we...
Really?
I got it going right away. I'm so proud of myself. I knew fucking I would get this 1 week, and I fucking got it. Yay,
well, explain to me. How does it work? Like, what's the dealio?
So it's because we go live here where we're like hosting this whole thing, our control panel. We have to tell it to go live there, but then I have to go into a different window and have Instagram open and tell it to open and go live over there. And I've been having a problem with getting it to happen at the same time. And then when we're live, I'm trying to keep the conversation going, but watching Instagram. And so it's been cutting off the first 15 minutes over there.
Oh, shit.
It sucks because it's like people are missing the content. But I got it, and I got it lined up, and it's right. So yay.
Fuck yeah, as they say in showbiz. Fuck yeah. Yes.
Fuck yeah. Also, is this, hi Craig, is this you? Because I'm really excited to chat with you this week twice. I'm so excited. It's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be good fun. Hearing from Craig, from Craig, I always mess it up. It's not Maple Ridge. It is Port Moody. Maybe?
You do always get it wrong.
I do always get it wrong.
You do always
get it wrong.
I'm
sorry. And Craig had a couple good gigs this weekend with his band Gift Shop. That was pretty cool. I'm going to be going out to British Columbia to see them play. End of November. I'm really excited about that. So there's that. What is going on at DATC Media
for future reference, Jamie? Stuff?
Yes.
For future reference.
Finally. Gosh darn it.
My goodness. This week on my show, Dropped Among This Crowd, was part two of my conversation with Dan Wallace, jazz saxophonist. That was such a really, really awesome conversation. And I learned so much. And it's so fun how when you learn new things and then like the universe or the algorithm or whatever it is, there will be other things that I've seen, and it would be about people that we chatted about in the conversation. It'll be like somebody's birthday, or it's just really cool how those things like line up and come together, and then you can dive more into something that he sent me that I learned about. So that was such a great conversation. I'm excited that that's out for everybody to hear. I have a new photographer on the team. Justin is his name. He's based out of Denver. So this is really, really exciting because Denver is a huge live music market for big bands and for little bands too. They have a huge live music scene in little bands in Denver. And so having somebody there is going to be huge for expanding the reach of DATC Media. So he was out at his first show last night, so photos will be coming soon for that. Chatting with Craig this week for two, maybe more episodes. We'll see how long these chats are and how they break up, but those are coming soon. And yeah, just all sorts of very cool things. So DATC Media.com is where you can find everything. So, yeah.
Craig from Langley, right?
Yes.
Is that who it is?
Yes.
Our friend Craig from Langley. Perfect. Hey,
Craig,
I want to let everybody
Downey
know.
Fame.
That's right. At 20 minutes past the hour, we have a huge announcement to make. Huge. So make sure you are here at 8:20 on the button.
20 on
this
the dot.
Huge announcement that if you're here in the chat right now, post it on your socials with the link. You can just copy and paste the link from the top of your YouTube page or your Instagram page or whatever the fuck page you're on right now. But you need to be here in precisely 9 minutes to get access to this huge fucking announcement.
Huge announcement.
Sergey, what are you thinking?
I don't know. About the announcement or what? Just in general.
Just in general. No, we'll move away from the announcement. We got 9 minutes to just wrap.
Just wrap. Okay, well, I want to share something really nerdy that I was going to share with you, but you're like, no, share it when we get online. Okay, so this actually answers somebody's question yesterday. So I had posted, I was doing the social media while you were away and vibing in the woods and doing your thing. And so yesterday I posted the gig of the day. And you and I had talked about the set list because I'm like, but it says hiccups on here. And I'm like, but what does this mean? And someone had posted in one of the groups, I think it was the fan forum group, and somebody had posted and asked the same thing. And I didn't find anything and I didn't have enough time to like really, really, really dig into anything. So I was just like, we decided to just like not post it and just went about the day and did whatever. I'm like, whatever. Right. So today I was listening to that Buffalo show from 96. And before Daredevil, when I'm looking at the audio on my computer, it says hiccups. And I'm like,
oh,
okay. So I had no idea about this. And I went into the archive and I started digging around on the, yeah, okay, Jeff. So I didn't know about this. And I started digging around inside the, like 96 in this time frame. And I think that show that I posted yesterday was the first time in my initial digging through stuff. I didn't have time to really dig, but that was the first time that it had showed up on a set list. And so that's why I had confusion. And that's why whoever had posted the comment had confusion too. So it was in that Buffalo show in the fall of 96, but that show in Cincinnati was the first time it appeared on a set list. So that's where the confusion was. So.
Bam. Sherlock. Hip lock.
Yeah, here's my little like, okay, I have this date and then I have this date and here's the Buffalo show, but I have to check in between August and November. I didn't have a chance to go back before we went live to do this. So
there's not a day that goes by where I don't think of you and that Charlie Day meme.
Yes, that's me. That is me. Jeff can totally agree to that with me and my notes and my things. I've sent him pictures of projects that I'm working on, so photos I wouldn't be able to share to the masses, and he chuckles at my notes and my stickies and
All right, folks, as I mentioned, 8:20, some big news. Just to do a quick reset, 8:26 minutes from now, huge announcement. If you haven't told a friend, at least do me a goddamn favor and tell a friend. Okay, so here we go.
You guys are my friends.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't expect anything less to be said. But that being said, I have something that I picked up on this week. And here's what it is. I decided today to listen to the Up to Here Remaster Atmos edition. And for the longest time, When the Weight Comes Down has always bothered me that there's not like a stronger harmony in the chorus. Mm-hmm. And if you know what I'm saying, tell me in the chat if that makes sense to you. And if you've heard a harmony in there, then kudos to you. But on this Atmos mix, it's much more defined. And most of the background lyrics you hear in that song are Paul's, but this harmony is Gord Sinclair. And it's fucking great. It's really great. I'm not typically a fan of when these songs are mixed up. Craig from Langley, it is, I agree with you, the Paul harmony is awesome, but there's like another layer to it. There's another level to it that should be there. It just feels like it should be there. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And if it is, that's fine. It might not be a musical thing, but it is there in the real song. So I feel somewhat vindicated, I suppose. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah. What do you think? Have you listened to the Up to Here remaster on Atmos? Not just the vinyl version or just the MP3 version, but the Atmos version. Good grief. My chair has lost its ability to sit upright.
You were having an issue with your chair a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's precisely the same time as my back has decided to stop sitting upright. So there's that. So 8:20, 3 minutes from now, huge news. I still see the same number of people in the chat.
See your notes here. Let's see. We got a couple minutes. Let's talk about those videos that they put out with Robbie and Paul recently. We got a couple minutes.
Okay.
Let's talk about
those. The Robbie one was the most produced one I've ever seen, right?
Yeah. They're both such great videos. You get a really nice back history and like insider info about the song, which is fun. The gear talk, of course, you know, I listened to that, rewound and listened to Robbie talk about his gear for like 4 or 5 times. I was like, wait a minute, what did he say? It went back again. But even what Paul
this is a family show, Sarah J.
Listen, guitar porn is a real thing, okay? Like, you know, I love my gear talk. It's whatever. Anyway, I hope Craig is ready to talk gear on Thursday, because I cannot wait. But no, even what Paul was saying about like how he chose a guitar and then he would stick with it and his thought process around that was also really interesting too. And
now that one I haven't seen.
It's really great. And it's funny because he was talking about learning how to play and it was like a perfect campfire song. He's talking about Wheat Kings was his video. And it made me think of Jeff Tucker because when we were at the cottage and he played the new Maybe and it was just like the perfect vibe for that night and the moment. And I was like, well, when we go again, Jeff needs to sing Wheat Kings for us. So
yeah,
we have some work to do, Jeff.
You're here.
So. But they're both great.
That emotion.
They're so great.
What's so great?
Those videos. Everybody should watch them.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch. I have to watch the Paul one. I can't believe
I love that Robbie's video was locked in the trunk of a car because we had just talked about that on the round table. And then we talked about it on Sunday night being one of the top three songs. And then they released that video about that song. We're like, it's the theme. It keeps coming up. Maybe it's a sign.
Oh, God. Or maybe it's not.
Or maybe it's not, but you know how I am. Saying.
I'm just saying. All right, folks. It is 8:20. Here we go. I've got some news for you. We're going to put it on the screen for you now. Buckle your seats because we are about to find out something pretty remarkable. Here you go. Onward to the gauntlet. My God, will it be bloody?
I'm so excited.
Congratulations to everybody who made it to the semifinal round. I will be getting in touch with all of you to give you your instructions that you will need before we move on to the next round. I'm really excited. September is going to be fun.
It's going to be very fun. Very excited.
And do you know what I did today?
I just wanted to thank everybody for participating in just one little thing. Like, thank you, everybody, for humoring our fun little idea and voting and getting involved and doing all the fun shit. So thanks for participating. We appreciate it.
It means a lot.
It does. A lot. Truly. Okay. Go ahead. You were going to say something and I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, I don't know what it was. Couldn't have been important.
Maybe it was a lie. That's what my great grandmother used to say.
Yeah, right. That probably was. It was coming from these lips. Oh my God. Oh my. I'm getting feedback right now that I misspelled one of the semifinalists. Jeff from Belleville is all up in my craw about me mixing up Colson for Colson. Listen, if you know Eric Colson the way I do, you call him Eric Colson. Okay? Take that, Jeff from Belleville.
We love you, Jeff. I love you so much, dude. I do. I love you.
So there are some other stuff, we wanted to discuss for sure.
Let's talk about the event. I want to talk about the event just because I talk about it every day.
Yeah. Yeah, we do need to talk about it. I'm going to tell. Here's where I get my tin cup out. If you are listening to this on the podcast feed, or if you are watching right now on any of the streams, and you intend on coming to a celebration of the hip for ALS on October 4th at the Rec Room, downtown Toronto, 255 Bremner Avenue at 7:30 p.m. is showtime. Listen, I would love it if you would not wait any longer to buy your tickets. The early bird ticket time has passed, but I need to start understanding numbers, and there are invoices rolling in, and we just need to make sure that we've got all our bases covered so that the event runs smoothly. I know this isn't technically your challenge, your issue, but I'm just trying to say, if you are planning on coming, and I hope you are, grab your tickets now sooner than later, and you can get those at DEWVRE.com/TTH Top 40.
I put it in the thing. It should have done.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks. I think
it worked. Everybody let me know if it worked.
Yeah. That was good. Good track, dude.
I think it worked. Yeah, I think it did it. Okay, cool. Awesome.
So you're coming to, this is what I was going to say earlier.
Yeah.
It's good news and bad news. Which one do you want to hear first?
The bad news first.
I think I got scammed.
Why? What happened?
Well, the good news is I ordered the sash today for the Ultimate Superfan. And I put my order through. And then I got a message from the person who's making it, but I can't find the account that I did it from. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I cannot.
Nope, find it the doesn't. That it I happens. It
and so I can't sign in to see his message. And when I reply to the message, it just goes nowhere. But he was looking for an understanding of how I wanted it shipped and, you know, all that stuff. And I don't know, man. I'm old now. I get trapped in scams, dude. God.
Did you send your credit card information to a Nigerian prince again?
Well,
what did I tell you the last time?
Jesus. Yeah, I know. You told me It doesn't come easy. You can't grow money. I got it. That parable, that old parable, that old gem. Listen, we are here on the Sunday Evening Jam, as we are each and every Sunday evening. It's me, JD, with Sarah J. We're here to talk as much hip talk as we can. But right now, I gotta tell you, we're still reeling from the news of the Ultimate Superfan semifinalists. So we will play that video again at 8:45, and you're gonna want to stick around for that to see who the five semifinalists will be going forward. Sarah J, let's go back to the event.
Yeah.
Hey, when you know him as well as I do, you can call him Henson Jeff Tucker. So there's that.
I love you. Listen, so much.
I got to tell you that I'm getting excited for the Strictly Hip. I'm going to hopefully be seeing them in St. Catharines in the month of September. I don't have a date, but I texted Jeremy today to see if I could get a date and just to wrap with him about, you know, what September is going to look like promotion wise and if we can talk about sets and things like that. So I'm real looking forward to that and hammering that stuff out. But more than anything, I'm looking forward to just watching them kick my ass for fucking 2 hours, you know?
It's gonna be so great. Tell me when that St. Catherine show is, and then I'll drive up because it'll only be an hour. So
More donuts. That's
More lovely. Donuts too. And I'm gonna see them in Syracuse at the beginning of September. I think it's like the fourth or the fifth or something. There's this really cool spot in Syracuse called Funkin' Waffles. And so they're playing there. So I'm going to drive up. It's like a Friday or Saturday night. So it's only like an hour. So I'm going to go.
I would do that.
And it's going to be great too, to really like do a bunch of PR at that time, because we'll be a month out from the event. And it's just such a great time. So I'm so excited for their sets at the show. It's going to be so much fun. The donut place in St. Catharines.
Tampa has a question.
It's called Beachwood Donuts. And I am vegan. And so they have all vegan donuts. So I can go in there and I can eat anything inside of there. So it was amazing.
Even the hole?
Even the hole.
Oh my God. This is a family show. Listen, Adam from Tampa, I'm not sure if you are not vegan. I have a donut shop I can take you to on the far west side of Hamilton. So again, that wouldn't be far for Sarah J. What they do at this place is they make old fashioned, old school donuts that Dunkin's used to make and Tim Hortons used to make. And now they all suck.
Yeah.
But they make them like anymore. Fresh in a bakery. So I can go and get like a walnut crunch, or I can get like a Boston cream that doesn't taste like it was par baked and, you know, just awful. So,
yeah, there's some places that. Like that in like right in the heart of Niagara Falls on the U.S. side. And it's because they're small pizzerias. And so a lot of the pizzerias will have a bakery attached to it. And oh, really? In the mornings and stuff, they'll do donuts. And they're these little bakery / pizzerias that have literally been in the family forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And they're awesome. Like, I won't eat there anymore just because of my dietary choices now, but I would go there all the time because the donuts are fucking amazing. There's just no other way to say it. They're just amazing because they're donuts. They're not whatever the shit is that you're getting at the mass produced coffee houses. I'm looking to see when that St. Catherine show is.
So we should by next Sunday have another announcement. I'll make this promise. I'll have an announcement one way or another. There's no more teasing this and saying there's an announcement, but I don't know if it's going to happen. Listen, I'm going to tell you either way next week, whether or not I nail this or I drop the ball. And add a new feature to a celebration for the hip for ALS. That's what it's about. So I want to make it an evening to remember. I want to make it an evening that hip fans can enjoy and meet new hip fans. And I want to raise a fuck ton of money for the ALS Society of Canada. So there's that.
Thank you. I did your closing line last week. Did you pick that up when you watched the replay?
Did I pick up my shit?
Yeah.
Did I pick that up?
Jeff was like, you're going to do it? I'm like, trust me, I have been thinking about it since I hit start the stream. I didn't want to forget it. I kept it in my head the whole time. I was like, I got you, Jeff. I'm going to say it.
Oh, damn. Well, let's invite our membership folks into the equation at this point, if you're okay with that, Sarah J.
Of course, I want to invite everybody in. Yes.
Let me send them the link and we can go from there. Of course, folks, you know, again, with my tin cup out, if you are a membership subscriber, then you can be on the stage. You get access to a special chat. Those are the big things. You do get a discount on your tickets for a celebration of the hip for ALS and an occasional newsletter when there's news. So I want to make sure that, you know, that's very clear for everybody. And here's the cool thing. Donate whatever fucking amount you want. Whatever amount you want. And you're part of membership. Right? And all the proceeds are going to ALS, the ALS Society of Canada. Wow, I just had a brain fog there.
You did good. You did all right. You like derailed the train a little, but you came back. It's good. You had it. I do want to say too, like, the membership is literally like the coolest community to be a part of, just anyway. But last week when I was getting ready to do the show by myself, I threw a quick thing in there and I was like, hey guys, I'm going to be doing the show by myself. So if anybody wants to pop on right away and hang out with me right away, that would be greatly appreciated and awesome. And, you know, Jeff and Adam were right there and ready to go and hang out with me. And so ease a little bit of my nerves coming into what I felt like was, you know, your space. So but it's a really awesome environment. I feel better about it now though, so you know, if I ever need to navigate by myself again, I'll be all right. But I like it when you're here.
Yeah, I do too, both mentally and physically, and I feel like I'm sort of there right now. Good. I had a cathartic day. I did a lot of writing and a lot of planning for you. So I hope you enjoy it as we've rolled this shit out.
Lots of very exciting things coming.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Oh,
Jeff from Belleville in the house.
Yay!
I gotta close one down.
And you're 2 weeks okay. In a row. Your audio is working right away. Fuck yeah, brother.
Nobody screwed with my settings, I guess, while I've been away from the computer. Hey, JD, welcome back, buddy. I'm good. How about you?
Hold on.
I'm fucking great. Adam from Tampa with us.
There's Adam.
Hi, friends.
What, honey?
Twice.
Oh, hi. What's going on? Hi. Oh, my goodness. So sorry. I'm in my pajamas.
Okay, get out there.
At least you have pajamas on. Too funny.
I love it.
Well, how's everybody doing tonight?
Great. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. I'm feeling, I was saying before you guys came on, I had sort of a cathartic day. I deprived myself of music. I started at around 6 a.m. this morning writing, and I didn't poke my head up until 9:30. And I looked up and it was just like, wow, 3 hours had passed or 3.5 hours had passed. And I was pecking away at other things while I did this writing. But most, like, I wasn't on social or anything like that. I was doing work, catching up. But this thing that I worked on and wrote, it was really cathartic. Really cathartic.
Was it all one thing that you were writing, or are you writing multiple things?
Yeah, it was.
Was it poetry? Yeah. Was it a screenplay? Was it a short story?
No, it's for a celebration of the hip for ALS. So it's for that.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm trying to build the show at this point. I'm trying to build. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think so. It needs some work, but it's a good draft.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam, this is our first time officially meeting face to face.
It's not much of a thrill for you, I'm sure, but that's okay.
Oh, stop.
That's okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we are in our new place in Williamsville, New York. It's an awesome house we rented. And so that's why we're asking about donut places and things to do over the next 4 weeks.
Oh, you're not excellent. Far from me at all. Let's get together.
No, we'll make that happen. We'll do that offline. And
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. But Beachwood Donuts, that's what Beth guessed. And so I'm glad you confirmed it. And nothing against Hamilton, but it's an extra 40 minutes. So.
Oh, there should be something against Hamilton.
I'm into convenience.
Any hip news from you guys at all?
Did you watch those videos, Jeff?
Videos
with the guys that they released
with Robbie and Robbie.
Oh, those videos. Yeah. Oh, of course I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I watched those videos. Yeah. I enjoyed them. But it kind of cracks me up when the guys are like, and again, just tinker with an acoustic myself. I'm sure someone like Craig would be like, oh yeah, yep. But when like Bobby's going, yeah, so you just go like this, like he's talking like it's so simple. And I'm like, what the hell is he even doing on that fretboard? Like, and you know, the blue scales, and it's just a little something like this. So yeah, but I enjoyed it. Like it's fun just to listen to those guys and, you know, hear some stories and things like that. So of course I watched them. I thought there were some other videos I was supposed to watch. And I'm like, I spent my week trying to figure out my top three favorite songs.
Yes, that our little exchange yesterday, you're trying to figure out your top three songs and your picture you sent me on the Pokemon paper.
Yeah.
Nice catch. I loved that. Did you come up with your three?
I did.
Okay. And?
Yeah. And yes, John, I agree. Paul's are much more mortal, his videos. Mojo Paul was just saying that Paul's lessons are much more mortal, which is so true. Okay, so it was a process, like, actually, because I haven't been keeping a running list, but to try and actually whittle down what I think the final nine songs are was the biggest challenge. Well, actually, no, that was the second biggest challenge. The biggest challenge was picking my final three. But they are in no particular order. Drum roll, please. Blow It High Dough, Little Bones, and I'm sorry, Sarah, but it's Nautical Disaster.
It's okay, though. This is acceptable. I will accept this.
If I had to pick a fourth, it would be Locked. I was deciding between Locked and Nautical Disaster for my third pick.
Yeah.
And I went back and forth. So anyway,
that's an acceptable back and forth, in my opinion. It's definitely
point of clarification.
Go back and forth.
Is that a gavel?
When you were having this discussion, Jeff from Belleville and Sarah yeah. J, were you exchanging top three lists, or did Sarah just challenge you and you said you don't have to give me your list?
She just challenged me. She did not share her top three.
You or did didn't you challenge me? Her back?
I shared no. my top three on the round table.
On the round table.
Shit. See, there's my memory again.
Well, that's all right, because I didn't remember either.
About one of these days.
Oh, one of our five finalists has just chimed in, Daryl McGrath, on the comments.
Oh, way to give it away.
What was that?
I'm playing the video again at 8:45, man.
He probably doesn't have his head phone set up.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I had a question for you guys. Oh
yeah.
Shoot. So that was
talking about top three.
Yeah.
I gave my top three in the round table. Yes. And then because Jeff had listened to it, and then him and I were talking back and forth about it. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday, because yesterday was when I went down to the gorge. I went down to the gorge and I went to Lewiston and I went down to Art Park and I went down over into like that area yesterday and did like a hike. And he had messaged me and we were talking about, you know, the songs that weren't in the countdown yet and everything. So that was the only thing. So, but I wanted to know his top three.
Adam, did you talk your top three as well last week? I'm trying to remember. I think you talked about Locked being in your top three or top five.
We did.
Yeah, definitely did. And it's funny because I actually went back as we were driving today and I just asked Siri to play Sunday Night Jam and it picked the one that I was on. And so I go, I got to see how terrible I sound. But then at least the high point was when I got to my three. And we all kind of everybody chuckled about that because we kind of guessed, you know, we were all kind of like synced up at that point. But this is kind of like what Neil Young would say, like I could remember it all differently tomorrow. So if we all came up with a different three, it could be completely different. And nobody would say, oh, boy, you're crazy. It's like those are nine really great songs. Plus there's like 177 great songs. But so there's that.
Yes.
Well, and like I said to Jamie, Jeff, you heard because you've been along the whole time, but I love that the video that they did, that Robbie did, was for Locked. And we were been talking about it. Yes. And they did that video. So I'm like,
It's a sign, Sarah.
You know how I feel about it.
The universe is speaking to you.
Always. You know that it is. And it's funny because I always say, well, do you want me to give you to my answer or the Jeff Tucker answer? That's what I'll say. Because you're so much more like real with your like thinking and I'm more esoteric with it. So it's a good balance when we're together.
Yeah. Oh, Mojo's got his top three there.
It's 8:45, folks. We're going to play a quick video here for those of you who are back with us. This is huge news. Here are your five semifinalists for the Tragically Hip's Ultimate Superfan Search.
Nice.
Jeff Tucker, this is our first time talking since the announcement. My goodness, how have we waited this long to ask you what is going through your mind right now?
Sheer panic, JD. I don't know what you're going to make us jump through and questions you're going to ask us and how on the spot you're going to put me. And the rest. Exactly. Cue the sweaty pits.
It's gonna. Oh my god, that's so funny.
It's gonna be a fun month. It's gonna be a fun month.
It is gonna be a fun month. For sure.
You need to start studying.
I have to put this up here because I don't want to forget to add this in here.
Oh shit!
Make sure that everybody sees these. I think we have some other ones too. Daryl, we need to put his up here too. Let's see, what do we got here? I'm gonna read through all these.
That's a very unique list, Daryl. And I don't see every time you go on many lists. So that's really fascinating. And then to, you know, have it paired with Gord's favorite song, Springtime in Vienna, and the crowd favorite, obviously, in this room, at least, Locked in the Trunk of a Car. Fascinating.
That comes up a lot.
I'm trying to remember.
I mean, obviously, I mean, the same thing with everybody knows my number one song is obviously not in the top 100, so.
What is it, 118? Hey,
it is the theme song 118. To a cool podcast.
It's 118, but now it's the opening song for our Sunday evening jam, so.
There you go.
It's number 118 on the list, but number one in the hearts of all the listeners.
Exactly. Number one in my heart, and that's all that matters, because it's a fucking banger. It just is. Every last part of that song, every last piece of Voltron is just so good. So good.
I know. Someone's going to have to update Daryl on what songs are still available. Those are obviously his top three.
Yeah, that must be his top three. Yeah, that's what I would say. Question. Let's move on and let's talk about this week's episode that featured my goodness,
from Matt Detroit, from Michigan.
And he had a lot to say about his song, which was, we lost Adam.
For Hugh McLennan.
Which was Courage. For Hugh McLennan. Yeah.
First of
all, what do you think of that?
Before we get to the song of the week and talking about the event, are we like legitimately going to be handing out honorary Canadian citizenships? Because if we are, I would like one. So if we're going to be doing that at the event, we like set up a little table and, you know, we can do that. I want to tell everybody I've been teaching myself the difference between Fahrenheit and Celsius all week. I've changed all the clocks in my car and my phone and our house and everything.
Because we're going to
be doing that in, I have some
we use clocks the same and, time,
like,
dude.
That have the temperature on it in my house. There's like various things, you know? So anything that has a temperature on it, I changed it because
I love it.
I want to know how to do it because we're going to learn it this year in homeschool. So,
cool.
Now I've like actually been doing really well with like converting it in my head. So I'm really proud of myself. So
once you forget about converting it, metric is really easy.
Yeah. I figure
you just have to forget everything.
Yeah.
I'll give you one crazy example. In Imperial, they made the scale and they made it from 0 to 300 and then they sketched it off into little bits and pieces. And then they put the mercury in, and where the mercury froze, they marked as freezing, which is what? What is the number?
0.
What's degrees. Freezing in Imperial?
I don't know.
Is it like 32?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. 32 is freezing and boiling is.
Anybody? I don't know.
Adam, do you know what boiling is on a, like what?
108. No, that's not right.
No, it's
132. Wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Well, this is a great. this is riveting.
This is
fascinating for everybody listening. So what I'm trying to get at is the metric one. What they did was they took the mercury and where it froze, they marked that 0. And then where it boiled, they marked that 100, and then they parsed the middle. You know, they put the little things in between at an equal distance, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Isn't it closer to like 200?
I think so. I think so. I think
somebody should Google it.
It'll be 232, wouldn't it?
I think it's 212.
212. Yeah.
Yes, Craig.
Here we go.
Yes, you do need to make a new Canadian quiz. I think that you should.
Maybe we should get Craig to out to the event to be the person that gives honorary Canadian citizenship to folks. Water. Thank you, Craig from Langley. Water, not mercury. By the way, so water, not mercury. Smart. That's my favorite Counting Crows song.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back. Courage for Hugh McLennan. Adam, surprised?
Yeah, I thought they would stay. I thought they would make it closer to top five.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. And it's funny because I read the Hugh McClellan book last week too, so I was all over Courage. And
holy Adam.
Yeah.
You were gonna do that. How did it go?
It went fast. It's a page turner, that's for sure.
Which is it though? Which one, The Wash That Ends the Night?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that was really tremendous. I may go back and do the other one, Two Solitudes, that Gord always raved about, but that was a great book.
Two Solitudes is a bit of a tougher slog, but it's still a great book. And that's just the feeling that I have, because I don't remember it, but my feeling is that it was a good book.
I don't know who talked about this, but just the idea that Courage, I mean, it's just everybody who listens to it, I don't think anybody really know always what it means, but it just is one of those things that's great to sing along to. Just sounds cool.
Oh my God. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mark had some good takes on it too. That was, he did some nice writing about it on his blog a little while back, and he read that.
I loved that, what he wrote.
That's right. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and listen to it again. My brain, he had a chance to pre-think about it and pre-write it, and as he was dictating it, he was going at a faster pace than I think maybe he would have if he was thinking about it in the moment. So my brain was having a hard time keeping up, taking it all in and digesting it. So I'll have to go back and re-listen to it, but I thought that was great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought he was really interesting. I always enjoy speaking with people from differing geographies than myself and that have different stories than myself. And you can probably tell, you know, based on the guests that we've had on at this point. What did you think, Sarah?
Well, first of all, I loved what he had to say, where he used the word marriage, which I thought was the perfect word to use talking about the music and the lyrics. That was a perfect word to use as the description of the way that the relationship was between those two parts of the song. And you were absolutely right in the point that you made too about how they just knew how to sequence an album. And I thought that the same is very, very true with a set list. And I wonder if, I mean, I'm sure and I know that it was, you know, a democratic process, but it's very interesting to me in the sense that I've always perceived an album and a set list as a story, even if it's not like a album that's a concept album, I still believe that there is an underlying story or a theme to any album. And so I wonder if their ability to sequence an album as well as they did had to do with the fact that Gord was such a great storyteller. And so to tell a story in a great way, you'd have to tell it in a really great sequence and in the way that the story needs to unfold. And so it kind of made me think of that being a reason why, when you brought up the whole thing about them just really sequencing an album really well, starting off really well and the way that it flows throughout and then how it always just ends so perfectly. And so it kind of made me think of maybe that had something to do with it. It's just being such a good storyteller, you would know how to lay out the chapters of the story properly. So
I love that.
That was kind of my nerdy take on that. Yeah, and the version that you played at the end of the episode.
What did you think? First of all, was that the right version?
The Sweet Hereafter, yes.
Yes.
I thought so. Okay.
Yeah.
I posted it and then I was like, fuck, I was away. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I put the right version up there. Okay, great.
And how do you say it's Polly? Is that how you say it? Or Sarah Polly?
Sarah Polly, yeah.
Polly. Yeah. Okay, I wasn't sure like the inflection of her last name was, but that was just absolutely gorgeous. I was going to go and listen to it anyways after the episode, but you had thrown it in there. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I'm glad you liked that.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
If you also want to hear something really, listen to Fully, and I think it was your flashback on Courage. It's about 8 minutes long. And you guys really had some incredible observations about how they, because of the era that it was, they didn't want to put Courage out as a single right off the bat because they figured nobody would listen to it in a grunge era. So they kind of put Locked in the Trunk of a Car out to grab the audience and then put Courage after it. And you and Greg were both talking about that. And it's not a long listen, but it was really well done. You guys really grasped, you know, kind of like the strategy behind. And it also is separate from the sequencing that Sarah was talking about, because it fits perfectly, because an album is forever. A single just happens and then it either goes into the ether, or you don't know what happens, but the album, it's perfect the way it comes out.
Yeah.
First Nailed of all, it, thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you guys listened to the flashback episodes too. That's really cool. Mm-hmm.
It's fun. All that old, I don't want to say old because it's, I mean, it's really not, especially when you're digging into like the Discovering Downey stuff, because it's only last year. But that stuff is, it's such great companion guides. That's what I tell everybody, especially when we were talking about the birthdays of the albums and, you know, listening to the albums and then going and listening to your past episodes of different things. And when I was so immersed in all of Gord's solo stuff and listening to the Discovering Downey episodes, and just perfect companion guide for while you're just really absorbing the material in the way that we do, because that's the way that we absorb it and listen to it and want to get all nerdy into it. So it's all of that stuff is the most perfect companion guide.
Have any of you guys seen the movie The Sweet Hereafter?
I have, but guess what?
I think I have.
You don't remember it?
I don't remember it.
That's too funny.
Put a North Star bets on that Jamie didn't remember it.
I should be on the bingo.
I know what he's going to say next. Yeah.
Maybe we should have a bingo card for the event.
The movie, it came out in 97, and ironically, it was Daryl McGrath, who is in the chat now, was the one who told me about that, about Courage being in the movie, part of the soundtrack, and Sarah Polley, I think she's a Canadian actress, who did the version of Courage. And so I went and watched the movie on his recommendation. Yeah,
it's pretty bleak, isn't it? It's a pretty
hostile
environment that they're in. It's low key. The actors aren't vibrant, let's say. Like, they don't pop off the screen, but they do a fucking tremendous job telling this story that, again, is
dark.
We won't get into it because it is dark and it could be triggering for some. So if that kind of stuff does trigger you, you know, maybe stay away. But if not, dig the fuck in. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
So see, I do remember parts of it. I remember.
It's all coming back to you, JD.
Yeah. Yeah. I just
like Celine Dion.
I have a friend that will see a movie once and can quote it like verbatim, like forever. David from Brooklyn, if you're watching, that's you, you son of a bitch.
I wish that I had memory like that. I can't. Right. Not with movies, especially. I'm just like not a movie person.
I was just looking at Daryl's comment there. He's asking if everybody watches their music video. Oh, there it is.
Well, there was, I think on that box set, there was a bonus disc that had all their videos. So you could kind of watch them all at once, like about 25 in a row.
Really? Box set?
Hippopotamus or something like that?
Oh, Hippopotamus.
I have that. I should go look.
You should. The fourth disc is pretty awesome. It has all their videos. It has some really interesting stuff, you know.
And that also thing with That Night in Toronto as well, right?
It's
got That Night in Toronto, and it's got Your Favorites. It's a four disc thing. At least that's the one I have.
Yeah. I remember
with the song, The New Maybe.
Hardcover book. Sure.
I love that song so much.
That is such a great, that is a wonderful song.
Yeah.
I love that song so much.
Speaking of movies, did anybody ever see the movie? I think it was, Gord was actually in it. It was called 1 Week.
Yep.
It was about a guy who had a diagnosis and he goes on a motorcycle trip. And Gord had a small part.
Yeah, the actor from Dawson's Creek. Not Dawson, but the other guy.
Pacey he was Witter.
The Joshua Jackson dude.
Yeah, he was also in The Affair. If we're really going to dig in there, and but it was a good film.
Yeah, Gord had a cool scene in that.
Yeah,
that was pretty neat.
Remind us. I haven't seen it, but
go ahead.
Remind us so that we can tune in.
He just kind of I can't remember. It was about a 2 minute scene where they bump into each other and kind of talk about existential things in life. And Gord is Gord. And, you know, you're kind of hoping he's going to be in this thing for 20 minutes, but it's like about 2 minutes. And
yes, I think so. He is 1 week to live. So I think premise is he gets him on his motorbike and he drives sort of across the country.
Yes. That's
and he's doing a stop at a little motel along the highway. And he checks into this one story motel room and he goes in. And I think he just throws his bag and then he walks outside and sits down to, I think, have a smoke. Right. And he sits down, he looks over, and Gord's sitting in the chair of the room next to him, being like 3 feet away, having a smoke as well. And Gord just kind of looks over. He might have asked him for a light, and then they get into their, you know, neat conversation. But Gord just played a cool, laid-back, you know, motel traveling man. Probably he was probably in the room writing the song Luxury right before that.
Jeez.
Might have been the Golden Rim Motor Inn. I don't know.
Oh, man. I found my keychain today, and my keychain is giant, so it's funny that I lost it. But it's from the Golden Rim Motor Inn.
Oh, sweet.
It says Golden Rim Motor Inn, room 1984.
Neat.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's like one of those old school hotels, you know, when you used to go to hotels and your keys came on that fucking thing that you could never put in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But somehow you lost enormous. It.
It's like worse than a bathroom key, you know? It was a bathroom key without the germs, without the piss on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was.
I have a cool photo. I think it was in... I lived in Calgary 98 to 2000. And somewhere in that time frame, I did a trip out to the West Coast and did a sea kayak trip out in the Pacific Rim National Park. And on the way back, when we drove through Golden on the way out, I said, I got to stop there and get a picture. So on the way back, I pulled in to the Golden Rim Motor Inn and you know, did a stupid tongue out picture with the sign in the background. And I've looked a couple of times through all my old photos and I, for the life of me, I cannot find it, but I'm determined. I will make other attempts. Yeah.
Gotta keep us up to date on that. We're going to do a weekly segment now called Jeff from Belleville's Search.
Yes, I endorse this segment. I endorse this segment.
Of course, RJ, you're going to have to remind me.
I got you.
Yeah. At this moment, I don't even remember what it was that I just promised you. So there you go. I've already forgotten.
Trust me, right, Jeff sharing Friday. His treasure. I will not let this go.
Somewhere I will find it.
Oh yeah.
So to reiterate for folks that were not here before, this is the Sunday Evening Jam. We're here every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Sarah J and myself. We also invite membership groups to join us, and that would be this week Adam from Tampa and Jeff from Belleville. This is pretty fucking cool to have them join us. We're talking episode 31, song 10, Matt from Michigan this week. We're also holding our tin cup out and asking you if you are going to the event, if you are going to a celebration of the hip for ALS, buy your tickets sooner than later. I would just love to be able to confirm numbers, to be able to make sure that I have enough beer. Right now, I don't think a six pack is going to cut it. But I need to know if I need more than that. You know what I'm saying? So there's that.
Love it.
We're going to announce now, once again, the five semifinalists for the Ultimate Superfan Search. And they are in alphabetical order. Chris Crawford. Daryl McGrath.
Yeah.
Eric Colson. Justin St. Louis.
All right.
And Jeff Tucker.
Yeah. Crowd goes wild.
Like Sarah J said before, I'm fucking just thrilled that you guys even participated in this. Now we're getting good. We're getting to the goods. You guys are going to need to solicit your fans, your family, your friends to vote for you. And the only way you're going to be able to vote in this case is going to be using the official link. It won't be in comments this time. It will be voting by the link. So we can keep it secret. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. So there's a little catch up for you. Awesome. Woo. Right. Anything else about episode 31, song 10, Matt from Michigan?
His blog is awesome. I'm glad he came on to sit. I'm glad he came on.
It's Mark, because, by the way.
Mark. Sorry, geez.
Yes. But it had a really interesting name, so I went back and read a whole bunch of his entries. Brain Splotch is what it is called. I know, it's not a great name. But he was the third person who recommended a certain REM book. And so I let him know that based on his, I went and ordered a book based on him. So the name of the band is REM or something. It was Peter Carlin who also wrote a Bruce book. So there's so many REM books and several of them have been so mediocre, but he said he's one of the three people that have told me this one is really good. So
I think I have that one. I think I bought that one when I started the REM podcast.
You have an REM podcast? Episodes.
Oh, you can listen. You can check it out. It was an ambitious feat, but I got dumped by my co-hosts and we didn't continue on. So, it was a great concept and it was a great fucking six episodes. Lots of people wanted to hear it. So maybe we'll revisit it someday. We'll see.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you don't got nothing more, then I don't got nothing more.
How about this? What do you think about posting the final 9 songs, or do you not want to do that? To me, it's obvious what the final 9 are, but there obviously are some other peripheral songs that likely aren't going to be on the 9. Or should I just say what I think the final 9 are going to be? How do you feel about that, JD?
Anybody with an abacus can do it.
That's right. Oh, well played, sir. Well played. Oh shit. Okay. I guess I don't quite understand the question.
Oh.
Request.
So I was just thinking, like, so we were talking about what we think the top 3 could be last week. And for me, I didn't know where we were at with what songs were left, right? Because okay. the catalog's huge. So I did some whittle work this week, and I whittled it down to the final 9. In my opinion, and I think, don't do it, Shireen says. You don't. it's not in order, Shireen. It's not or anything like that. It's just the final 9 songs, in my opinion, that are left for picking. Still don't do it, Shireen.
We can hit. If you're wrong, we'll hit a gong like Chuck Barris.
Yes.
Yeah. Jim Henson will stick the gonzo hook and pull me out of the scene.
This could affect your super fan status, though. So.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Tread lightly, Jeff. Tread lightly.
Then I get extra points for nailing the final 9.
You made me so happy when you said, I always refer to the abacus gag at the start of every episode as my Simpsons couch. But you once referred to it as the gonzo trumpet.
Yeah.
Jeff. And that made me so happy because I love Henson. I love the Muppets. So
totally.
I'm not like a Muppet head, but I love the Muppet Show. Like I watched it as a kid. You know.
Totally. You and I can be Harold and Waldorf at the next event if you want. The two guys sitting up in the balcony.
Here's the thing. I have the periodic table?
I do.
There's 3 elements that I love.
Oh.
Oxygen, hydrogen, and the element of surprise. So no, I will not be posting that list for you.
All right. Deal.
You will be surprised week in and week out when the songs come out. I will not reveal which songs are left. You son of a gun. You trying to trick me there? Oh, shit.
Waka, waka, waka. Come on, JD.
That's give us great. That was a good suggestion, but it's too. I just want the surprise too much. So sorry.
All right. Well, I just thought that kind of discussion would already have come up. Like we've had the round tables, we talked about our top, what songs are remaining, what we think are going to be the top. It's just going with the flow, going with the vibe. But I understand that we're this close. We don't want to reveal the mix of the final 9.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people
Shireen agrees. With you, JD.
Fucking egg.
Yeah. Right on.
Well, as they say in Collingwood, pick up your shit.